isn't Brenda Beth. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Joji Vacentino is singing that song.
Live on the internet and various other places, if you know how to find us. Baker Goodies Productions and Alan Firestorm Productions presents another episode of The Josie Show. Tonight, Josie welcomes Clay Kirk, Chelsea Kreit, Denny Smith, and Ed Roman. I'm Alan Firestorm, along with Tina Passantino, and now, even though she can't make Kool-Aid because she hasn't figured out how to get a quart of water in those little Kool-Aid packets, Josie Passantino.
That one was good. That's a good one. Thank you, Alan. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Josie Show. We have a great, amazing, amazing show tonight. I always say that, though. But it is going to be a great one. We have a packed show for guests
Josie.
Tonight. Hey, Peanut. What's up?
Hey, you know what today is?
Yes, today is Friday the 13th, and I'm scared because I know you very well.
That's because you're scary.
Yeah, I'm... Wow. Okay, you're trying... Wow.
If you'd like to make...
You're really trying to give me a heart attack. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. I love it. You scare me and then hang up right on my face. Okay, seriously, how rude. But we have a very packed, exciting show tonight on this Friday the 13th. So you never know what will happen. So I'm very excited about that. We have country and gospel artist Clay Kirk on the show tonight. And then just back from CMA, I know she had a blast. I mean, Nashville. We get to chat with Chelsea Kreitz. Then you all seen him on X Factor. So I speak with Denny Santa Claus Smith, Denny Smith, and extremely talented musician Ed Roman. Do not want to miss a minute of tonight's show. It is going to be so much fun. I am extremely excited. And then later on in the show, yes.
We got people from England, like, hanging out in the chat room. Vicky's here visiting us. And everybody wants to know how your little dachshund hound got a hernia. What was he doing, moving furniture or something?
No, it actually is very – it actually is not rare. It really – it happens. And if you search on Google, you will see a lot of photos. Okay. But, yeah, hey, Vicky, I'm so glad you're able to join us tonight. We love having you here. Thank you so much for coming on. And please make sure you all stay tuned for the whole entire show because we also want to mention VIP members and some awesome station announcements with you. So come on, stay tuned. Everybody in the chat room, everybody listening in live and on archives, check it out. All right, so I think my first guest is here. So everyone, please welcome to the show, Clay Kirk. Yeah. Clay Kirk, hi.
Hi, how you doing? Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming on the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, doing great. I'm blessed. And it's good to talk to you.
Oh, it's so great to talk to you, too. I am extremely excited to be chatting with you, playing your songs, and getting to know you better. It's gonna be a lot of fun. I'll tell you that.
I know it is.
Oh, yeah. Now, first off, to start off, you are a country and gospel artist. Can you share with my audience how this love for music all started for you? How'd you get into all this?
Well, I guess being grown up in church, I started listening to gospel music and loved that. And, of course, growing up, the Grand Ole Opry, and loved the Grand Ole Opry and the old artist on there, and just loved the music, you know, and trying to keep some of the music alive, the older sound, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, the traditional stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
Sure.
Yeah.
I've
written several songs and got some good songwriters and have made an album of of original songs up in Nashville and one down in Knoxville, Tennessee, of gospel song album just recently, and really love it and love music.
Oh, yeah, and I believe we're going to get to play some of that music on that album, I think. I believe so. So I'm very excited about that.
Well, thank you.
It's going to be so good. Oh, anytime, anytime. I wanted to mention, because I know Mary Robbins is one of your greatest musical influences. Can you tell us a little bit about how she influenced you and others that may have influenced you?
What did you say now?
Marty Robbins, sorry. Marty Robbins, sorry. Said it wrong. Yes, Marty Robbins.
Yeah, I love Marty Robbins. I always did like his songs, and I just love him. I just like the style that he sings, and heard so much of him on the Grand Ole Opry, and he would just sing, and he loved to sing and perform, and that's kind of the way I do. And I did make an album back a couple years ago just of his songs, and I loved that. And he's just a great artist, you know. There's so many, but he's one of my favorites. It certainly is probably my favorite one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. And now, you know, speaking about your music, you have quite a bit of music that we can check out on YouTube, and you also have a CD available for purchase on your site as well, so I hope everybody checks that out. But can you tell us about the music that you have currently out right now? Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, right now, like I said, the latest one is it's a gospel album. It's called Walking with Jesus, and the reason I titled that album Walking with Jesus is because of a lady wrote a song, In Heaven I Walk with Jesus, Sheila Jackson, lives over near Orlando, Florida. And it's got a lot of original songs on it, and I've got one on there that I wrote about my mama's Bible. And another one that we've got out that you can see on my website is claykirkmusic.com. You can see Down Where the Sea Breezes Blow. It was a video taken right here in Florida, over at Pine Island, Florida here. And it's a good video, and there's a lot of good songs on it. They're all original that's written by different artists that I know that have written songs, and just so glad they did, you know. And one of the songs I believe that my wife, Sheila, is, she's really my right hand. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now. But also, I'd like to thank Charlie Feltz, too, because he did a lot for me, and help me along, and radio stations like you. I'm just so thrilled to get to talk to you tonight. The one song she sent you is Cotton Fields to Nashville, and I love that song. It was written about Johnny Cash, and Larry Ray Morris in Missouri wrote that song for me, and I love it. So there's so many good ones that I just can't talk about them all, but I am so honored to get to talk to you tonight.
I'm so honored to talk to you tonight, and there are so many. So you're going to go to the website for sure to check it all out. And for avid YouTube watchers, I am. I'm always on YouTube. Do you have your link for us to find you on YouTube? Or I guess we could just search your name, right?
yeah, Sheila, my wife, is on YouTube. I'm not sure. I'm not really a computer person. I get on it sometimes, but she's the one that get the website you can get on is claykirkmusic.com.
Perfect.
And YouTube, you can just go in and put Clay Kirk's name in and get it that way.
Perfect. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. It's so easy. Yeah, it really is. It's so easy. And I love how Sheila is the techie one in the family. She just, you know, she does her thing. I like that. Very cool. Very, very cool. Yes. And
I heard you guys talking about Friday the 13th. Well, there were 13 children in my family, and I'm the 13th one, so I'm not superstitious, really. I'm the 13th one, and I think God has blessed me, and I've had no bad luck from that. So, you know, 13 children,
wow.
I'm the 13th one.
Wow, that is so cool, though. Hey, you know, you definitely shouldn't be superstitious, because you seem to be doing so many great, great things, and so that hasn't stopped you. That hasn't stopped you one bit. I like
that.
Not
one bit. Not one bit.
Very. Yeah. And hopefully everything turns out all right on Friday the 13th. Everything seems to be in order so far.
Yes. I love performing for veterans and for the assisted living homes and places like that. I have a few next week I've got to do, and I like performing for the veterans and get a thrill out of that, you know.
Oh, yeah, you have to support the troops. I mean, these artists that I've talked to. Oh, yeah, all these artists I've talked to have done that, and I'm just, you know, I think that is just such a great, great thing to do. I love that. One of these days I hope to do something like that. I love that.
Well, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have the freedoms that we have right now and being this great country that we live in.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, the least we could do is just entertain our troops.
Amen.
Show some love.
Amen. That's right.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I'm very, very excited to hear you sing. So we have your song, Cotton Fields to Nashville. So let's play that now, okay? Let's do it.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll be right back to you in a second. Cotton Fields to Nashville.
From the cotton fields to Nashville, came there with a song. Didn't know that it would last that long. He had a story to tell, had a song that would sell. Everything moved so fast, Johnny knew he'd found him a home at last. When his songs hit the store, everybody wanted more. He always wore black, he sure missed his brother Jack. Johnny kept right on a strumming, and his hits, they kept on a-coming. When he walked out on the stage, he'd say, "Hello, I'm Johnny Cash." Seems like he was gone in a flash. Johnny met a girl named June. He was singing a brand new tune. He walked the line, and she liked it just fine. When she walked into the room, I loved that woman June. Johnny was really hot, everybody loved his song a lot. When his song hit the store, everybody wanted more. He always wore black, he sure missed his brother Jack. Johnny kept right on a strumming, hits they kept on a-coming. When he walked out on the stage, he'd say, "Hello, I'm Johnny Cash." Seems like he was gone in a flash. From the cotton fields to Nashville, to country legend came. Country music would never be the same. Now he's gone, but we can still hear his song. Ah, the man in black. He's now up there with his brother Jack. What I really want to say is that legend still lives today.
And that was Cotton Fields to Nashville by Clay Kirk. And we're back with you right now. So I know that you have, do you have any upcoming performances that you could tell us about? Anything as of yet?
Just, I've slowed down just a little bit, and we went on vacation last week, and that was wonderful because I was really, really busy and slowed down just a bit. But I have, like I said, I have several nursing homes coming up this next week, and then I have a show that we do down here at a variety show at a real nice club down here. We do it once a month, and I do that and have guests there to sing and really have a great time with it. But right now I've slowed down just a little, but we'll be going up to Branson, Missouri pretty soon and doing some singing up there and staying pretty busy. So thanks to my wife, Sheila, she keeps me going, you know. But that song there was written by Larry Ray Morse from Campbell, Missouri. Larry wrote that. A good friend of mine, Larry, wrote that up in Campbell. I like to give the songwriters credit because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have these songs, you know. And Larry's a good songwriter.
Oh, yeah. Right. It is so, so well written. I just absolutely love the song. It's so well written. You sing it just beautifully. It's such a great song.
Well, thank you.
It.
Just remember Johnny Cash, and, you know, it's we miss those guys, you know. The music has changed a lot, and I still like the good old traditional sound, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I'm also curious if you have any upcoming projects that you could tell us about. I know you've been performing. Are you also, you know, maybe working on another album that you could say, or what's been going on in the near future, would you say?
Yes, I am working on another album. I have 15 or 20 songs I'm working on right now that Sheila Jackson wrote. Sheila Jackson lives near Orlando, and she wrote a lot of my songs for me. And she wrote them, and I'm going to go over them. I've been going over them, and we're going to get them together and get the music to them. And I hopefully can get that band like that one that just played on that one live. Most of them play on the Grand Ole Opry or Nashville that played on that one you just had there. And hopefully I can get the music to them, and we can get going on that and get a new album out. I'm looking forward to that. So I just love music, and I want to get as many out as I can, you know.
Absolutely. Well, I am very excited about that. You definitely have to let us know when that comes out so we could check it out and show your
support.
Certainly
will. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We definitely will. Awesome. And you never know, maybe we could have you back on for like an update or something. You never know.
I'd love to. Mm-hmm. Love to.
Perfect. And I know, you know, like you mentioned, you just do a lot of great venues, you know, playing for the elderly or, you know, playing for our troops and so many memorable performances that you've done. Can you share one of your greatest performance memories thus far? Anything that you remember that's just been a highlight?
Well, one of the greatest ones that I've done, it was for veterans down in Tampa at the rehab center in Tampa for the veterans.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real nice venue, and the veterans are in rehab. And they bring them out, and they have dinner while you're singing. And just to see them and to look at them, and some of them, their state of mind is not exactly right, and you don't know if they're hearing you or listening to you. But some of them are clapping and listening, you know. It's a different audience. But when I left there a few times, I think, well, that maybe that young man over there is not listening with just his head down, but he'll hold up his hand and wave at me, you know. And
mm-hmm.
It's just so touching to see them and to entertain them. You know, that's a best feeling I ever got. I get a good feeling when I'm on stage performing, but that right there is the best thing. And then also in assisted living homes, you get that feeling sometimes too, like that. But it's great.
Oh yes. And I bet it's a really great feeling to kind of hear their feedback, like, you know, being able to hear them say how much your songs changed them or, you know, made them feel good. That's probably such a great mm-hmm. feeling for you.
It is, and to be invited back, and sometimes they'll transport them up here to the Elks Lodge, and they'll have me over there at the Entertainment Lodge. They'll feed them and busload them in. I just did it last month for them, and I'll go over there and entertain them. And it's such a great thing, you know. I can't describe the feeling that you get from doing that, and it's just wonderful. I sing a lot in church, and I tell people I used to get nervous when I was younger, but I don't anymore, mm-hmm. except when I'm singing at a funeral. I do get a little nervous when I'm doing that. But other than that, I just love to perform and love to sing and love to draw the audience in and have them enjoy. You know, it's a great feeling. I just thank God that I can do that.
Yes. I think it's beyond awesome that you're able to share your music with, you know, everybody that's, you know, wants to listen. And I know that's a lot. And I think that is just the coolest thing. And I believe, speaking of music, I believe we have another song here of yours right in the queue. So let's play this right now, called "The Grass Was Greener Back Then." Awesome.
Sheila Jackson wrote that one. She lives in Florida. She's the one I'm working on a new album with.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I'm very excited to hear this song. I know it's going to be great. So let's play it right now, and we'll be right back. Check it
Thank
out.
Thank you.
Thank you. Grass was greener back then.
Since you're alone in this hotel room, the only light I see shines in from the moon. Lost everything, nothing like it used to be, and no one is to blame but me. Grass sure like to be single, not a lot of friends. The grass sure was greener back then. I miss my wife and them family vacations, cutting down that Christmas tree, fun in the park, long walks on the beach. I had it all, but I lost it to one night stand. The grass sure was greener back then. The grass sure was greener on the other side. I lived there in an old, that was the life. I'm back to being single, not a lot of friends. Grass sure was greener back then. The grass sure was greener on the other side. I lived there and I know that was the lie. Back to being single, not a lot of friends. The grass sure was greener back then. Yeah, the grass sure was greener back then.
Yes, that was The Grass Was Greener Back Then, and that's another great song by Sheila. Wow.
Sheila Jackson.
Written by Sheila, sung by you.
Sheila Jackson. I just thank God for her and Larry Ray Morrison. Another lady that writes a lot for me is Ruthie Steele, and she does a great job. She lives in Georgia. So I've got some good songwriters, and I've written some myself, but it's good to have these good songs. Okay.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And it's so cool, you know, to actually hear what other people have in their heads, and you might actually
That's
agree
right.
with it and, you know, like mm-hmm. the songs and sing it and represent it to us fans.
mm-hmm.
And I think that's the neatest thing.
Well,
really
I do
is.
Too. Thank you.
Very. Wow. Yes, yes. And it's great to have a great support team behind you, and it seems like you really, really do. You have a great
I
team.
I do. I have my wife mainly, and she's the one that mm-hmm. I wouldn't be singing today if it wasn't for her encouraging me and keeping me going. You know, I just wouldn't be here, be doing this music that I love so much. And I thank God for her, and I've got a lot of fans listening in tonight, and I just thank God for the fans mm-hmm. too, and for supporting me and helping me along the way. And it's a good trip, I tell you. I'm having fun.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think, you know, I just want to thank you first off so much for coming on the show to chat with me. I know you just got off of vacation. So
yeah, we
I
did.
Thank you so much. That's awesome. Where did you guys go, or did you guys just, you know, relax and hang out?
Well, we took our granddaughter up to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and about 100 miles from where I grew up. In a family of 13, like I said, in a little bitty house up there near Kentucky, near Harlan, Kentucky, but over in Virginia, by the Cumberland Gap area, so I'm a real hillbilly, as I would say. But we got to visit the old home place, and we got to visit the church that I grew up in, and we got to go to Dollywood. Seen a lot of good shows down there, the Country Tonight Theater and different places down there, and where I have performed there, and I just love it down there in Pigeon Forge, and I'm looking forward to getting up in Branson, and Nepal. We're going up there, so we had a great time. Wonderful. We just it was a good vacation. Didn't have to work this time.
I bet. Oh my goodness, I am completely jealous that you got to see Dollywood. I've been wanting to forever. Oh, that's
oh you
so
should.
Cool.
It's some experience, I tell you. It's wonderful. It really is. She's got a museum there. It's just fantastic.
That is. Wow. One of these days, it's on my bucket list. One of these days, I'll check it out. Yes, that's so cool. And, you know, that which leads me to my next question here for you before we completely run out of time. On your downtime, what are some things you like to do for fun? Because you always need that downtime to keep you sane. So what do you like to do, some hobbies or something?
Well, we have a good preacher friend, Rich Shambly, and his wife, Carol. We play a game every Monday. They come to our house. If I'm in town, we go to their place, or they come over here, and we play games and have fun. And I just love to get out in my music room and music is my main thing, and I just love to play music and work on songs. And of course, I'm still out doing some yard work and stuff like that. We like that. We like to grow things, so tomatoes and peppers and all that good stuff. So we keep pretty busy, and so it's just it's a good life, and God is good, you know. So I'm just having fun.
Best statement ever. God is good. It
all
really
the time.
Is.
All the time.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Oh, yes. I think that's incredible. Yes. Amen. And I thank you so, so much once again for coming on the show and chatting with me tonight. And we have to get you back on when your new album comes out.
I certainly will. Well, I thank you for letting me share my music with you and let me answer some questions and be on. And I just thank you and thank all the people for listening and all the support that I have. And I just thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to do this.
Oh, it's been a pleasure for me too. Thank you so, so much. And we'll chat with you again very soon.
Okay.
Very soon.
You have a good one. God bless.
You too. God bless you. Thank you so, so much.
You.
Clay Kirk, everybody. Thank you. Oh, he was so great. Yes. He may have hung up, but you know what? It's no problem because we still have another song of his, so we are not done with him yet. The interview may be over, but we're not done with him yet. We still have another song of his called Visit You in My Memory that we should probably play a little bit later or right now. Hey, let's do it. I don't mind. Let's put it on right now. Visit You in My Memory by Clay Kirk, and we will be right back. Check it out.
Been a few years since we said goodbye. You went your way and I went mine. But sometimes late at night when I can't sleep, I visit you in my memory. I visit the time. Our wedding day and a beautiful child's birth. I keep those moments in my memory. I wonder if you ever visit me. I know we both have moved on, but somehow it doesn't seem so wrong to look at what used to be and visit you in my memory. I visit time. Our wedding day and a beautiful child's birth. Keep those moments in my memory. I wonder if you ever visit me. I visit the time when we were in love. Our wedding day and a beautiful child's birth. I keep those moments in my memory. I wonder if you ever visit me. Yes, I wonder if you ever visit me.
And that was Visit You in My Memory by Clay Kirk. And So now I want to bring it over to my producer here, Tina Marie, who has some things to say to everybody. Here we go. Let's put her on. Hello, you there?
Well, I am here. Can everybody hear me? I showed up.
I hear you.
All right. Well, let's go with that. Let's go with that. So our next guest will be here shortly, but in the meantime, there is something that I wanted to mention. Clay Kirk, who was just on, as you know, is promoted by Charlie Wayne Felt's Promotion and Talent, and he had mentioned tonight a video, and I wanted to get that information out. He had mentioned tonight a video. Let's see here. I want to make sure I find it right. The video, Where the Sea Breeze Blows, and just so everybody knows, that was done by Kenny Lee Production Recording and produced this entire video, so just so you know. So lots of great people there working, and certainly all of Clay's music and his wonderful voice is a blessing to all of us. So that is the exciting news. We have got a bunch more guests and some more music and whatnot coming up tonight. And a little later, I am going to go through and chat a bit about the VIP members, which is very important, so we will be doing that, and our next guest will be calling in here in a minute. But just so that you know, as far as our VIP members go, one of them does have a performance schedule up for tomorrow, so I did want to go ahead and mention that if I could. Brad Howard and the Country Heart Band will be playing tomorrow, Saturday, June 14th, from 8 to 12, 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. at the VFW Post, 8422, which is at 10157, looks like Old Nashville Highway in Smyrna, I'm sure I'm not saying that right, Smyrna, Tennessee. So you'll tune in there and get some live traditional country music, some special tributes for the troops and veterans. So it's going to be a great performance. So if you're anywhere near that town of Tennessee, please make sure you stop in at the VFW Post and get a chance to see Brad Howard perform and the Country Heart Band. So we definitely don't want to miss that, and I'll tell you about the rest of the VIP members later in the show. Josie, I'm going to turn this back to you, and I'm going to see if our next guest is here. I see her on the switchboard. I'm sure of it. All right, here you go.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. So while she screens, she loves to scream, I just wanted to mention Country Blast Radio. We added a lot of new songs. So, a lot of new songs. So I hope you guys checked it out. Remember, we are a 24/7 licensed country music radio station, Country Blast Radio, and we play the best mix of all that is country, from signed and independent artists. We have a great mix going of just everything. You could hear us. You could check out what is going on, including station contests at countryblastradio.com. And since we are worldwide on Live 365, you could also hear us on Live 365 by searching Country Blast Radio, and that could be on their website, live365.com, or you could download the free Live 365 app on your iPhone or Droid by just searching Country Blast Radio, and then we pop up, and then you can make your preset so it's like just a click of the button, and then we pop up, and then you could listen to us on the go, and you can go anywhere, you know, whether it's, you know, in the car, outside, barbecue, anywhere where you could check us out. And we are highly ranked on Live 365 at number 3. We're still at number 3. That's incredible. Thank you all so much for keeping us locked in at number 3. And, yes, in the hot country hits worldwide, ahead of many FM stations, which blows my mind. I can't believe it. And you could also hear the Josie Show live on Country Blast Radio each Friday night as well. So we are streamed pretty much everywhere, so you will not be able to miss us. Ha-ha. Okay, so now my next guest is here, so everyone please give a warm welcome to Chelsea Kreitz. Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Chelsea.
Hi, how are you?
How are you? I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, good. I'm excited to be talking to you tonight.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure, my pleasure. So I really, you know, want to start off, can you share with my audience how music all started for you? When did this all start?
Oh, a long time ago. I actually started out at a a talent show in my hometown. It was actually at my elementary school, so my mom kind of encouraged me to join it, even though I didn't want to because I was really shy. And I ended up doing it, and I sang a Patsy Cline song, Crazy. And from that moment when I stepped on stage and I saw the crowd reaction, everybody was just so nice to me afterwards. I fell in love with it, and I've been singing ever since that day.
Wow. Well, I guess that was a great thing, though, because it really took you off of your being shy. It helped.
Yeah, for sure. Nice. It definitely did. It was a good learning experience for sure.
Yes, yes. And growing up, who were your musical influences, and who do you still listen to?
Oh, growing up, it was definitely Leanne Rimes, Martina McBride, Loretta Lynn, Patsy Cline, just to name a few. But now that I've gotten older, I still love all of them. But Carrie Underwood, Miranda Lambert, Luke Bryan, all the cool ones that are out there now. But in my music, I still put a lot of the older influences in there. What all started country music, so I like to combine all of it together.
Cool. Awesome. So you have a great mix for your audience.
Yeah, I do, especially. And I always love throwing in some old country covers whenever I perform live. It always adds a new meaning to things when you're performing, and the audience can connect with you better that way. I find, at least, they connect with me a lot better when I throw in something that they've known for years.
Right. Right. You could do that, and then also there's that new generation that might not know, you know, Bray Price and Merle Haggard and all of those great, great artists, so you're kind of showing them the way, sort of.
Exactly.
That's so cool. That is so, so cool. And I want to mention, because I think this is the coolest thing ever, you were at the CMA Fest, and I've seen some amazing, amazing pictures. Can you share with us your experience from that?
Oh, for sure. I was so excited to go to CMA Fest. I go to Nashville quite often, and this time it was so much more special. I actually got to do a few showcases down there with some co-writers that I've written with in the past and my producer, and I got to sign at CMA Fest. So I got to meet, like, Jamie Lynn Spears and Lady Antebellum and all the greats.
Wow.
And all the really awesome people, and it was just so much fun. And everybody is so nice. It's like one big festival of diehard country lovers, and they just get you. It's so cool.
That is really, really cool. You know, you all have so much in common that it's so easy to be able to, you know, talk to country artists because it's just like a big family when you go to Nashville.
It definitely is. Yeah, it's weird. We're all kind of connected in some sort of way. When they say that it's a small world, it definitely is.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. And I know that you've done some pre-party shows too for a lot of major acts, and I wanted to talk about that. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually got to do a lot of pre-party shows for Alan Jackson, Rascal Flatts, Johnny Reed, Little Big Town. I also did one for Eric Church and Colt Ford, and they're basically just pre-parties, but you get to be in the same, you get to perform for all the audience that is going to watch these artists. And it's awesome because your show has to be approved by all these stars, and it's just great getting that approval, and they've looked at your stuff and approved that you are allowed to, you know, perform on their territory that night. And it's just awesome having their approval, and that they kind of support your music, and they're willing to give you that chance to perform for their audience, which gives you such a wide range that you can kind of gain fans from, which I think is so awesome and such a great opportunity.
Yeah, that is. I think that's the best part, is being kind of, you know, like being able to do that for, you know, their fans, if they give you the opportunity. I mean, that's the neatest thing when you think about it.
Awesome. Yeah, you build a wide range of fans from that. It's really cool.
It's really, really cool. And now I want to talk about it because you have a new single out, which is super exciting. Can you tell us about that and any other music that you may currently have out?
Absolutely. Well, I just released my new single, like you were saying, and that was a song that I wrote myself, and it's, I like to call it my baby because it was like one of the songs that I'm most proud of. I thought the whole idea up, I did all the words, I got the music in my head, and it was just something that I wanted to do for so long, and I had this song waiting for a few years until I brought it out last summer, and I kind of went through my notebook of all my lyrics, and I fixed some words up, and I switched it around to kind of suit who I am now and kind of make it relatable for the audience, and it turned into something that I just love so much, and it's on my new album that it just got released, which I'm really excited about as well, that features a bunch of other awesome songs and great writers on there too. So it's great.
That is so, so exciting. And your single is amazing. I just love it. It's called Four Wheel Drive and we have it here. So I'd love to play that right now if you don't mind. I love it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for sending it to us because it's one of my favorite songs. So let's play it right now. I love it. Four Wheel Drive. Be right back. Here we go.
When we finally met down at the old school park, we pulled up in your old rusty pickup truck. It was
love it. That was Four Wheel Drive by Chelsea Kreitz, and we're back with her right now. So can you tell us a little bit more about this song, what it means to you?
Absolutely. This song is actually one of my more personal songs. A lot of my stuff, my producer and a lot of other people say that when they songwrite, they make up stuff for a living because you can do so much with a song and kind of make things up as you go, right? And it turns out to be an awesome song because you're kind of putting all these things in your song and making it sound cooler than it really is. And this one is something that I based off of probably 97% of a true story. I added some cooler things in there that actually didn't happen to me, but it's a really personal song to me, and it's super fun. I thought it was a great, fun summer song because all of us, you know, are going to the beach. We all have that awesome time where we go with our friends on a road trip, or we're doing cool stuff, and we get to reminisce about it years later, and that's what I really wanted, and I'm really hoping I target the audience of where they kind of can connect with me on that level to where someone's had that time where, you know, you're thinking about love or you've had a really great best friend who's moving away and you had that awesome summer together. So whatever way you interpret it mm-hmm. is kind of what I really wanted, just to connect with it on some sort of level.
Right, it is. It's super, super relatable. I mean, you know, people definitely can relate to it. And also, that's the best part about songs. You can embellish a little bit. add a little bit of extra spice.
Yeah, part. For sure.
Right. So, you know, for people who want to check this song out and buy it, where can we go? The best place to purchase it?
You guys can actually buy it on iTunes. It's available now along with the rest of my album, which just recently got released. So that can all be purchased on iTunes for the electronic copy. And then hard copies can be pre-ordered on my website, and those eventually will be shipped out when they're available, and you'll be able to have a hard copy.
Perfect. Perfect. So there's definitely, you know, a lot of options that you can check out. And also, I know you have some social networking sites. So where can we, where can new fans out there go to check out everything that you're doing and chat with you?
You guys can check me out on my website, which is ChelseaKreitz.com, or you can follow me on Twitter, which is just at Chelsea Kreitz. Or you can search me on Facebook and click like on my fan page. And we always do, like, contests and post cool YouTube videos and stuff on there a lot. So you guys can click onto that and be a part of it, too. And we also have Instagram. So that's Chelsea Kreitz official for that. And that's more like personal photos on the road and kind of get an in-depth look at who I really am on more of a personal level, which is cool.
Yeah, that is very, very cool. Everybody, please check out and subscribe, follow Instagram, all of the above. Chelsea Kreitz, do it. Do it right now. Perfect. And you also have had the opportunity coming up for people to be a part of a live studio audience on June 27th. So that opportunity is out for people. Can you tell us a little bit about that and any other upcoming performances that you may have coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really excited about June 27th. It's a live studio audience, and there's only a certain amount of tickets available, and we're going to be doing kind of a pre-showing of some of the songs performed live off the album that hasn't been done before. And we also have new songs that are going to be on another album that I'm working on that are going to be showcased that night as well. And then we're going to be doing more of like an intimate interview, kind of chatting with the audience and stuff too. So it's just going to be a really cool hangout, basically, but something that doesn't happen all the time, and it's such a great atmosphere. And then I have another big show coming up on July 4th, which I know is Independence Day for you guys. And I'm going to be performing with the Abram Brothers.
Wow. Okay, that's crazy. That's awesome. That's amazing. That's going to be so much fun. Both of those performances are going to be a lot of you and the audience who are, you know, able to get those tickets and go check it out live. Wow. So cool. That is so cool. I also wonder any projects that you could tell us about. Are you writing or are you Kevin, what's been going on with you?
Definitely. I've kind of picked up this love for songwriting. It was one of those things, because I've always just been a singer, which sounds kind of weird, but when I first started my career, it was basically, I just loved singing songs, and I didn't really know at my age, when I first started, exactly what this career all came to be with the songs and how you write songs, and you just kind of compile the stuff for your album, and that's really how you kind of get out there, is having your own original material that people can catch attention to. And these past few years, I've just fell in love with songwriting, and I love performing my own songs on stage. It's so much more different than covers. I really love covers, but performing your own songs is just so cool, because nobody knows. You're the one making up the songs. You're the one putting your spin to it, and you can do whatever you want with it, and that's what I think is so awesome, because nobody has that other song in their head of the original version that they heard, because it's your version, so I think that's really cool. Yeah, and I'm working on a Christmas album.
Ooh, really? Oh, wow. When's that going to be released? You know yet? Wow.
I'm hoping it's going to be released possibly November. I'm really looking into where we're going to be doing tour, which I have some really cool ideas for that. And I just absolutely love Christmas, and I love Christmas music, and just the whole thought about Christmas and the whole meaning to it is just so special to me. And being able to connect music with that as well, I think is going to be so much fun and just a great way to get into the holiday spirit and share it with my fans and encourage new fans, which I think would be a great experience.
Absolutely. Well, that's super exciting. You have to let us know when that comes out. To play Christmassy songs when the time comes closer on the station. So you never know. Send it to us, and maybe we can play it if you're up for it. That would be really cool.
Love it. For sure. I'd love that.
Perfect. And also, you know, while performing, is there one performance in particular that stands out in your mind for any special reason that you could recall?
There is. I've done so many performances, but the one that stands out to me the most, and which most people would think is the weirdest, would be opening up for William Shatner, which everybody knows he's on Star Trek, and he was in, like, Miss Congeniality and all those cool movies. Any movie that you guys love, William Shatner's had, like, some sort of part in it. And he wanted a country singer to open up for him on his show, and I got the call from my manager, and I just thought it was wicked. I couldn't turn it down. At first, I was kind of like, are you joking? William Shatner, really? He wants me to open up for him, or a country singer to open up for him? And they're like, yeah, we're not kidding. And I'm like, okay, I'll do it. I'm not going to turn that down. You know, I'll be there with bells on. But that's just, like, out of the ordinary.
Yes. Wow, that is so crazy. Well, that's definitely a good answer and a very memorable one because, I mean, come
Excuse
on.
Excuse me, Josie. Yes. I happen to have three singles that William Shatner released. I could chew them up if you want.
We could do that a little bit later. That would be pretty cool. And, you know, I also wanted to you know, during downtime, because, you know, in this business you need to keep sane. You need to keep sane and kind of keep your family and friends close. So what do you like to do for fun in your downtime, some hobbies?
That's one of my favorite times of the week is when I have some downtime. I absolutely love music. But just being able to spend time with my family is one of the things I value the most, because I'm always on the road and I barely even get a chance to eat. So we're always doing stuff on the go, and when I get to spend time with my family, I just think that's one of the greatest times. And then there's shopping for shoes, which takes up a lot of my time as well. So,
I hear you.
Like, no matter what it is, if shoes are involved, I'm there. So that's definitely one of my main things when I'm getting ready for shows as well. It's like, I don't even care, like, what clothes I'm going to wear. It's like, you know, what shoes am I putting on tonight?
Right. I hear you. I mean, come on. That's, yes. I mean, yes.
No explanation needed.
I mean, you pretty much said what every girl probably thinks about right now in, like, less than two words, okay? Shoes, people. Yes. And also, another great question for you. Well, actually, this isn't really a question because we actually just got a message here from J.P. Zammit who said, hello. So, wait, it's not a question, but hello.
Hi, JP. He's an awesome fan. He literally, JP is so awesome, he never misses an interview, ever.
He's on. I know. I hear you. He is so supportive. It's so awesome. So, hello. Very, very cool. I love that. And so, you know, we are running out of time here, but I want everyone to please
Josie,
make sure that
we
they
do
can
have
out.
Another question.
Oh, what's the other question that you probably
How many pairs
added?
Of
what?
Shoes does Chelsea have?
How many pairs do you own?
Oh, my goodness. This is probably going to give away my, like, sick obsession. Not that I count or anything, but last time I checked, I had almost 300.
Wow. Oh, my God. You beat me. You did.
That's just in heels. Wow. That's in heels. I have, like, a really bad, like, literally I may have probably three pairs of this almost the same looking shoe, but I just love it so much. I have to get it.
That is so
Do you
awesome.
Have a pair of shoes that look like little kitty cats that were given to you by squirrels? Because Josie has a pair of those.
No, I wish I did, though. I don't have those.
Well, see, Alan, now you're gonna have to hook her up. See? Now you got to hook her up now. Oh, goodness.
Well, I'll talk to the squirrels because they came from Peanut the Squirrel, and they were filled with pudding when she got them, so.
Yeah, thank you very much for that. Next time, next thing, he's going to be asking you to wear those at a performance. That would be special. Another fun question here for you. Have you ever had any embarrassing onstage moments that you could recall? Anything go terribly crazy while live?
Oh, there's one that really sticks out in my mind, and it involves shoes. I have these awesome shoes that I got, and I put them on, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, oh, wow, these shoes look really awesome. I'm going to go up on stage and just rock them, right? So I go up on stage, and I'm singing this song, and I think I was singing a Shania Twain song. So, like it, I was working it and trying to be all fierce. And when I did, I turned my ankle in these wedge shoes and literally fell flat on the ground on my butt in front of a crowd of like 10,000 people. And they're just sitting there staring at me, staring. Like nobody, like I swear the audience, I heard a gasp. Someone wanted to laugh, but I think people were too scared to laugh. So I laughed first, and I was like, you know, I've been drinking, and but I actually didn't. But I had to save myself really quick. So,
right, I hear you.
I was
oh
so embarrassed.
Goodness.
It was one of those. I kicked my shoes off, and I was like, yeah, no heels today. The first time I didn't wear heels on stage, that wasn't happening again.
Right. Oh, my goodness. That is crazy. Well, I'm glad, though, that you were able to, like, laugh at yourself because a lot of people would be like, oh, my goodness, I want to crawl in a hole. But you were
I know.
Very,
I was just
very
thankful
well.
That I was wearing. I was thankful I was wearing, like, shorts and, like, not a dress or anything because literally the impact of me falling was just so bad.
Yeah, it could have been worse. Just think of that. It could have been worse. You're good, though.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure.
That is so funny. That is so funny. Well, shoes are a girl's best friend, but not on stage. So next time, no heels, no craziness happening.
Excuse me, ladies. You just set a new Josie Show World's record for most time spent talking about shoes.
Yeah. See that? Come on now. That's awesome. That is so cool. Well, you know what? You were so much fun to talk with. I could talk to you for, like, hours. It was so much fun. But we ran out of time. But I hope that you come back on anytime, okay? We'd love that.
No, absolutely. I'd love to. I love talking to you. You're awesome. I'd love to come back on.
Awesome. You're awesome. Thank you so, so much. And it was so,
hey,
so much fun.
Maybe next time Chelsea comes on, there'll be a Grammys category for shoes.
There you go. She would totally win that one. I'm telling you. That is awesome. Thank you so, so much, Chelsea. We'll talk with you again real soon, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon. Have a good night.
Talk to you soon. Have a great night. Chelsea Price, everybody. Awesome, awesome. That was so, so much fun, and I love that. If anybody could, like, really share my obsession with shoes, she is definitely the one to go to. I love that. Our next guest is That scared me. Thank you very much, Alan, our sound guy. Now, we would love to have on the show. Everyone, please welcome Denny Smith. Woohoo! Hello. Hi.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you very much, but you left out my middle name.
That's true. Denny Santa Claus Smith, everybody. You know who he is. You've
there
seen
you
him
go,
on X
Josie.
Factor.
Hey. Thank you,
anytime, anytime. I am super excited to be talking with you. I was rooting for you when I seen you on X Factor, and you did such a great job. You really did. It was amazing.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. There was a lot of people very disappointed when I got sent home, including
right.
Simon, even Kelly Rowland. I've talked to her recently, and she keeps apologizing for doing it. What you didn't see on TV is she said, I changed my mind. I want to keep him. But the attorneys told the director, no, once you said that, he's got to go. So you can see it on YouTube. There's different ones of her saying, oh, I changed my mind. I want to keep him. But they chose not to show that part on television because it was such a big deal that night. They had to stop filming for like 15, 20 minutes to quiet the audience down and Simon Cowell down. He was just livid. He couldn't believe it. So it was a good experience. I wouldn't trade it. I would have wanted a different outcome, but I'm happy. I'm getting a lot of exposure. Look, I'm on the Josie show tonight, so something good came up.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. But it was really, really cool seeing you on that show. And it was just so, so great. And I definitely, I know a lot of people, including me, we were definitely yelling at the TV when you got off. But it was really, really cool, though. Yeah, it was awesome.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that.
Anytime. I want to start from the beginning, before we seen you on X Factor. Can you tell us a little bit about your love and passion for music, how that all started?
Well, I was born March 29th, 1944. On March 30th, I started singing. So I sang all of my life, even when I was a tiny little boy. And when I was 10 years old, I started playing drums. And in 4 years, I had learned how to play well enough. I lived in Texas, and in Texas, the bars you didn't drink liquor, you bought what they call setups, 7-Up, Coca-Cola, orange juice, and grown-ups would bring their own liquor in. So teenagers could go in these bars. So I worked in bars in Texas when I was 14 years old until I was 18, with adults playing country music. So my country music education started very early. We did a lot of Buck Owens and Ray Price and, people who were very popular at the time from about 58 to 62 is when I worked with them. Then I went to college for 1 year. I hated it and had a chance to join a traveling band. And I told my mother, and she says, well, Dennis, if you feel that strongly about it, go ahead. You can drop out of college and play music. And I just never looked back. I've played in a lot of different bands over the years. I've made commercials for radio and television, and I've had a few small parts in movies. And played with a lot of people that you would know their names, played either drums or sang backup vocals with them. But now I'm getting my chance to stand out front and shine, and I really appreciate it.
Yes, that is awesome. You definitely have tried it all and done it all. I think that is just incredible, incredible. So many great experiences that you have gotten to do. I think that's so cool.
Well, I am thankful for every one of them. I didn't really think this was possible again. I am now 70 years old. I'm traveling right now as we speak. I'm in St. Louis. We're playing at a place called Sundeckers. We're playing outside on the deck overlooking the Mississippi Bridge. The band has actually already started. They're going to do like 15, 20 minutes without me, and then I'm going to join them because I said, look, you know, I told them I would do the Josie show, so you guys are just going to have to start without me, and I'm going to sit in the car where it's nice and quiet and call in. I would have liked to have done this with Skype so I could have seen you guys and you could have seen me. If you would be so kind as to have me back as another guest at another date, maybe we could make arrangements to do it Skype so we could see each other. But I'm glad to be here tonight. You just hearing my voice and me hearing your voice.
Absolutely. And we'll definitely have you back on so we can do it that way, because that would have been really cool. We're just so grateful that you took the time out of your schedule. You're performing tonight, so we're just grateful that you were able to show up.
Well, thank you.
We appreciate
anybody
it.
Anybody listening to us in St. Louis, I understand this is on the web, so it's kind of worldwide. Stop in at Sundeckers at 900 North 1st Street, overlooking the Mississippi. We plan to have a great time. If you want to leave from Nashville, you might have to drive pretty fast. But if you're already in St. Louis, I think you could make tonight's show. So please come on down and see us.
Absolutely. Anyone down in that area want to make a trip about it, please make sure you go check them out. I definitely wish I was, so please take pictures if you can, because I'm a little jealous.
Okay.
And enjoy the
show.
We
will take pictures and post them on Facebook. By the way, I am on Facebook. I'm not Denny Santa Claus Smith. We made a mistake. I am Denny Smith Santa Claus. If you would send me a friend request, I would love to be your friend on Facebook. Anybody listening, I am kind of maxed out now, but I'm going to add a second page so we can get more people. But I wanted to talk to you just a second about something that Danny Brandt and myself are going to do on Sunday. Management contacted me, and there's a little 10-year-old boy here in St. Louis who has inoperable brain cancer, and he's put together a toy drive for Sunday out at the St. Louis airport, and they've asked us to come out and take part in it. We're going to sing a couple of songs and help him gather up toys for the Children's Hospital here in St. Louis. So if you're in the St. Louis area, look on my Facebook. You can find out more about it, or if you contact I think probably even the airport would be able to help you. But the best place is to look on my Facebook. I'm not looking at it now, so I have forgotten the young man's name. But he's only 10 right. years old. He's doing all this all on his own. And, you know, say a prayer for him with you. He has brain cancer, and the doctors say they cannot operate. So it doesn't look good. But, you know, if you would say a prayer for him, I would appreciate it, and I know his family would.
Absolutely, absolutely. We will definitely be sending a prayer for him, and hopefully everybody else joins in on that one. And I think that's such a beautiful thing to show your support for this young boy. So everyone, please make sure that if you can, please do. And all you have to do is go to your Facebook page, and we could post the link of that on our Facebook. So for easy access, We'll link you to this page for sure. We'll make sure.
Well, thank you, Josie. I appreciate that. Just being a new unwrapped toy. They don't want them wrapped. They want a new unwrapped toy, and that's all you have to do. It's from 12 noon until 5 o'clock, And, you know, a 10-year-old kid organizing this himself with all the problems he has, he's taking time out of his life to do this. I want to support him every way I can. So I appreciate you mentioning it and putting it on your Facebook. You know, any way we can help a young man like this, I'm all for it. But I'd like to give a shout-out to Charlie Phelps, my management team back in Nashville. Also, Karen Kay out in Hollywood doing a lot of publicity for me. And, again, I want to thank you, Josie, for allowing me to be on your show. And we want to come back again, so we're enjoying this.
Oh, absolutely. We definitely will. And Charlie is such a great guy and his wonderful wife. And how did this, you know, kind of relationship start with you all? Where did you guys meet and get started?
I've been friends with T. Graham Brown for a long time. And I'm not quite sure how Charlie found out T. Graham Brown, a wonderful friend of mine. And so I saw Charlie talking something about it, and I said, look, I don't know if you just have established stars or if you're looking for some upcoming talent. Told him who I was, and I'd been on X Factor, and he told me, he said, well, quite frankly, I was pretty skeptical about a 70-year-old starting all over again. But when I went on Facebook and I listened to you, he said, you know, I didn't hesitate. I'm taking you on as a client, so I thank him for that. And so he needed T. Graham Brown for something. He had lost touch with him and said, hey, can you have T. Graham Brown get in touch with me? I have some work for him. So I got a hold of Tony and told him to get a hold of his old buddy. I guess they were roommates in college. I think they went to school on a baseball scholarship. A lot of people may not know that, but they were pretty good athletes in high school and college, and could have had a pro career, but just a little more luck and practice. But, you know, I'm glad that he didn't, either one of them, T or Charlie, because he probably wouldn't have went in the music business. And T. Graham Brown's one of my favorite people and singers in the whole world. I really admire him and like him. And his wife, Sheila's just a dear person. And now everything comes home now. We got Charlie, we got T. Graham Brown and Denny Smith all in one place at once. And it makes me happy. So you're never
great
too
team.
Old. At 70 years old, I'm hitting the road again. So, you know, if you're out there and you're dreaming about doing something, please don't give up on your dreams. Don't let anybody tell you you're too old, you're too young, you're too thin, you're too fat, you're too good looking, you're not good looking enough. There is no excuse except the excuse you make for yourself. Forget making excuses. Make it happen. Just, you know, say, hey, that old guy. But, you know, I know I can. I'm younger and I'm better looking and I have more talent, so why am I sitting at home and he's out on the road having fun playing in a band? So do it. Don't think about it anymore. You've thought about it long enough. Now I will put some action to that thought.
Amen. Amen. And you're still rocking and doing your thing, and it's amazing. And you just show everybody it doesn't matter what age you are. Just do your thing. Do whatever makes you happy. I like that. That's
well,
awesome.
Great.
That's awesome. Yes, yes. And, you know, we have your song that we're going to play, but we're going to play that a little later, well, because you have to perform pretty soon. But I wanted to just bring up where we could find your music. Is it available anywhere for purchase so we could check it all out?
I appreciate the plug, Josie, but right now I am working, well, not at this moment, but as soon as I get back to Los Angeles, my good friend Danny Brandt and a lot of other really talented people are helping me produce a CD. So we're not going to rush anything out yet. I do not have anything available for purchase at this time, but it's coming very soon. And when I do, I think we're probably going to release a couple of singles before we release the CD. And the minute that happens, I'm going to have Charlie get in touch with you, if you would be kind enough to have us back again. And then we can plug and promote my new CD and my new single and tell people where they can buy it at that time. But for now, you can look me up on YouTube. It's free. You can find some of the things I've done. What I would recommend is that my friend Danny Brandt again and I, we've been together about 15 years. I don't go anywhere without him. We sang with the Doo-Wah Riders one night. We just went out to see the Doo-Wah Riders. I was going to do an interview with them because I do interviews with celebrities and I also critique music for Hollywood Happenings. And after we did the interview, Ken, who runs the Doo-Wah Riders, said, well, why don't you guys sing a song with us? And we wasn't exactly prepared, but you guys are so good, you'll make us look good. So we got on stage and we sang Crying Time. And I didn't realize it, but the Cowboy Palace in Long Beach, California, was doing a webcast of it, sending it all over the world, and somebody recorded it and put it on YouTube. So you have to be careful where you are nowadays, because there's somebody with a camera and a phone, or maybe they, you know, like this was more sophisticated. They had it set up to be broadcast live streaming. I guess they do that all the time from there. And so you can look that up and you can see what we look like and what we sound like a little bit for free until we get ready to have music for purchase. Then we'll encourage everybody to please purchase something for us.
Perfect. Yes, absolutely. And when you come back on, we could definitely promote all of that and make sure everybody knows exactly where you could purchase and all that fun stuff to show their support. That's the main thing. And it's true. You could be anywhere and you never know when someone will have a camera on you. So you got to just be careful with that one. Yes.
Well, if you're interested in hearing my band live or if you want to have us in your city, you just contact Charlie Feltz out of Nashville, Tennessee, or Karen Kay at Hollywood Happenings in Hollywood, and they'll make sure we come to your city and play live. We are going to be kind of busy for the next month or two putting the CD together. We'd maybe do a few weekend things, but we're not planning any more big tours until the CD comes out, and then we'll travel all over the country and do Fox TV stations talking about X Factor experience and things. But we're still going to be playing a few in date, so if you're interested in having us, contact our management, and if they can work it out, we'd love to see you live. And again, Josie, thank you so much. You've been a perfect hostess tonight, but I do have to run. The band is playing, kind of looking my way, so I better go to work and earn my pay.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much once again, though, for taking the time to chat with me. We really appreciate it. We'll talk with you again soon.
All right.
Thank
you, Josie. God bless you. Goodbye.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye. Denny Smith, everybody. Love it. Denny Smith. There you go. You got to get the full nickname in there. Denny Santa Claus Smith.
Hey, Josie.
Yes.
Yes, Evan. What is that behind you?
Pardon? What?
What is that behind you?
I don't know. What is it? Is this a joke?
I don't know either. I'm 1,000 miles away. I cannot see you. I can't believe you actually turned around to look. You're such a Josie.
Hey, I didn't look. Hey, yeah, I looked. All right, whatevs. You know, I'm easily tricked like that. Thank you very much. Friday the 13th. Ha ha. But, yes, so I want to bring it on to my producer here right now, Marie.
Hello.
Again.
Hello, everybody. We are getting ready to play Stormy. We got the Friday the 13th stuff that keeps popping in. We are getting ready to play Stormy Monday Blues by Denny Smith. And just so that everybody knows, we had to take this from YouTube and convert it. So the sound quality may not be fabulous, but his voice is amazing, and we wanted you to at least be able to hear a little bit of it. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to play that. But before we do, I just wanted to say thank you to Charlie Wayne Feltz, Talent and Promotion, for getting us two fantastic artists that we had on.
on tonight, Denny Santa Claus Smith, as well as Clay Kirk, so thank you very much. And coming up next, we will have Ed Roman, so we thank Michael Stover's team for MTS Management for getting Ed Roman to come on the show and helping us set all that up. So thank you very much to all the fabulous promoters out there. We appreciate all of your help. And now we are going to go ahead and play Denny Smith singing Stormy Monday Blues. Here we go. Thank you. Well, that was fabulous. And we actually heard it pretty good. So thank you very much, Alan, for converting that over and making it sound absolutely wonderful. It was awesome to be able to take a listen to that. Denny Santa Claus Smith has an incredible, incredible voice. So, I told you earlier that Brad Howard has a performance tomorrow, so make sure you go to Brad Howard's Facebook page at facebook.com/Brad Howard Music and check out all of the details about finding him out there performing in Tennessee. As far as the rest of the VIP members, let's go through and let you know who they all are and where you can find information about them. First, you can find him at timgarmanmusic.com. Vince Anthony, you can find him at vinceanthonyonline.com. Larry J. Massey, you can hear about his music on reverbnation.com/Larry Massey. Wayne Jacobs, you can find at waynejacobs.co.co at the end. Rick Seaman, you can find him at facebook.com/rick.seaman.3. We already told you how to find Brad Howard. Frazier Newcomb, you can find at frazernewcomb.com/homepage. We'll take you right there to all the goodies, or you just put in frazernewcomb.com and you'll be all set. Lace Whitworth, who's got fabulous news for us on his page, make sure you go to his Facebook page, and his website is lacewhitworth.com. Mark Wildman, you can find him at markwildman.com. And then Will Sterling, you can find at facebook.com/wsterlingmusic. Lisa Skinner, you can find her at facebook.com/lisa.skinner.739. Now, to make it easier, if you don't want to have to remember all of that, just go to josieshow.com, click on the VIP membership tab, and you will find each and every one of our artists that are VIP members here at the Josie Show. You will find their pictures and their clickable links to take you right to their pages, so you don't have to remember anything. Or just go to Facebook and type in their names, and they'll come up right there in the search bar, and you'll find any music pages that they have or any personal pages that they have and be able to keep up on all their latest and greatest. Now, we did go ahead for you and try to simplify that. We went through their pages earlier today and found the latest and greatest news that we can. And what we did was we went ahead and shared all of that on Josie's personal Facebook page, and we also shared it on the Josie Show page. So you can always go to facebook.com/Josie Show, and you will see all of the updated information on all of them, and then go back and visit their pages and see if anything additional or exciting has been posted. All right, so that's our information.
Hey, Tina, you forgot one.
For tonight. Who did I forget?
You forgot facebook.com/peanutsquirrel.
Let's make sure that you go to facebook.com/peanutsquirrel and see what he has going on. There's always something exciting happening there.
Yeah,
sure.
Now go do your job that you're getting paid for and get me a pizza.
Okay, we will do that just for you. That's what we will do. All right, back to you, Josie, while I go do my thing.
All right. Thank you, thank you. All right, so she's going to be screening our next guest here. So I think I wanted to get to some announcements here. Let's do that. So the Country Blast Radio Countdown Blast for June is on Thursday, June 26th at 7 p.m. Central, and you can hear that at josieshow.com or countryblastradio.com. So please make sure you check that out, Country Blast Radio Countdown Blast for June, Thursday, June 26th. And also a special thank you to CMG Radio and Fishing Country Now Cowgirl Divas Radio for re-airing the Josie Show episodes weekly. We appreciate you so much for, you know, checking us out and re-airing and loving our stuff. Thank you all so much. And I want to thank everyone for our two nominations in the Independent Country Music Association Awards for 2014. We were nominated for Most Indie Friendly Radio Station, and I was nominated for Most Indie Friendly DJ, and it's just such an awesome honor, and we are very,
and
very
don't
thankful.
Forget the category for Best Shoes.
Yeah, I think that would go to Chelsea Kreitz for sure. She is awesome. But yes, I just want to thank you all so much for doing, you know, for nominating us for this just such great honor. Everybody here at the Josie Show really appreciates you honoring the Josie Show, but also thank you so much for nominating me. That is just insane. Thank you all so much. And then next week on the Josie Show, my guests are Gail Carson, Carl Emroy, Billy Joe Royal, and Marshall Dane. So another packed show, four guests. So please make sure you do not miss it. That is next week on The Josie Show. Woohoo! All right, now, everyone, please welcome my next guest here. I'm super, super excited. So everyone, please, please welcome to the show, Ed Roman. Yes.
Hello, Josie.
Hi, how are you?
Well, thank you, and thank you so much for having me on your wonderful show, The Josie Show.
Anytime, anytime. It's my pleasure. I'm very excited to be talking with you tonight. Thanks for coming on.
Well, everything and nothing. You know, it's a busy time of the year. We're doing a lot of planting here on the farm, and you know, I'm writing music always, which because that's my trade. And
yes.
And I'm just happy to be talking to people about the new album, which is out, Letters from High Latitudes, and excited to talk about the music.
You have such great, great music. Your latest work, it's described as earthy, funky, and magical. Can you tell us a little bit about your musical sound and style?
Funky and earthy is definitely the key. I don't try to have any sort of musical prejudice. You know, if music is such an expressive thing, and when ideas come to you, I don't really try to ever put sort of boundaries on things. So if a tune comes out sounding like a rock number or a funk number or a country number or a jazz piece or whatever, I really try not to fight it. So the music sort of takes on a very earthy tone, I think, because of that, because I'm sort of pursuing it from an honest perspective, almost like when you walk up to a forest and you're sort of unsure about how to approach it, and at times you may have to push aside certain bushes and even hack your way through in order to get to where you're going. And that's kind of what writing is all about to me. Sometimes ideas present themselves very easily to you, and other times you really need to sort of work on them. I come from a really wide background of musical sort of styles. I grew up in a generation or a family of three generations of people, my grandparents, my parents, and obviously my brothers and sisters and I. So there was always this sort of wide expansiveness of music, like an art palette of color, because my grandparents were into much older stuff and Eastern European music, but God love my grandmother, she loved all kinds of popular music. And she was always singing. My parents were into a lot of jazz music and crooners and stuff like that. And my sisters and brothers were much older than I was. So they was sort of late 60s and 70s influence. So as a kid growing up, there was this huge sort of plethora of stuff that he was always playing. And there was a lot of sincerity to a lot of the writing back then. So I guess some of my music, that sort of heartfeltness that you're talking about, sort of comes from, like, I'm trying to look for answers and ask questions about stuff. So if you hear that in my music, either sarcastically or in a humoristic sense or even seriously sometimes, that's where it's really kind of coming from.
Right, right. I like that, though. You know, you have a very wide palette for music. You don't limit yourself, and I'm the same way. You know, if it has a great beat and a great message and is, you know, well-written, I'm like, yes, play it again.
Duke once said, he says, you know, there's two kinds of music. There's good music and bad music, and many kinds of both. But the reality is that if you shut yourself off to stuff, you're also like, it's like saying, well, I'm not going to try that type of food. And you may not like it, and that's okay, but the point is that you're going to taste it. You're going to try it to see if you like it. And music is like a garden to me. You know, there's so many varieties of flavors and things. I can't say no.
Absolutely, absolutely. And along with music is great instruments and great, obviously, the great music behind it. And you have quite a few instruments. On some of your album work, you perform just about all of them. Can you share a little bit about the instruments that you play?
Well, sure. I'm a bass player by trade. I mean, I grew up playing guitar, and we had an old guitar in the house that was missing a couple of strings. And as a young kid, I sort of, you know, picked my way through things and taught myself stuff and would also entertain the family from time to time and friends that came to the house when I was really little. So guitar and stringed instruments is paramount. When I got a little older and I got into high school, I started playing the bass. And electric bass specifically, but I also play acoustic bass and upright bass. That whole idiom of music and that instrument tied together for me a lot of learning. especially when it came to, like, because I went to college to study jazz performance, and that, you know, that was my instrument of choice. So that's always been my sort of principal thing. But hand in hand, I also played the drums because it's a rhythmical instrument. And then we also had an old piano in the house, so I gravitated to a lot of sort of keyboard stuff. But, you know, I also taught myself how to play banjo. And in the last little while, I also learned, you know, and been teaching myself how to play the sitar. So on the last record, on a tune called Melanchthon Junebug, I actually used the sitar on the head of the tune just to sort of illustrate that kind of buggy sound.
Yeah, wow. I think that is so cool that you're able to really teach yourself how to play these great instruments. I mean, that's a great gift and to be able to do and work at. And who were your musical influences growing up? Who did you really listen to and gravitate towards?
Well, that's a great question. There's so many people. Like, just as I said, growing up in that environment, I had such exposure to so much stuff. So as I studied jazz music and sort of the greats, you know, like Duke Ellington and Charles Mingus, Charlie Parker, John Coltrane, anybody that was sort of that sort of bop era and the big writing era of that time frame. And in the 60s and 70s music, it was everybody from, like, you know, Billy Joel to, you know, Supertramp. I used to love to listen to Supertramp. And the Beatles, I mean, the Beatles were everywhere. I mean, in my house, my brothers and sisters, my parents, my grandmother listened to the Beatles. They were a huge writing influence. And then a lot of progressive music, too, like Rush. I mean, I'm a Canadian boy, and Rush is a Canadian band. So, as a young musician, they really sort of pushed you. And other bands, like I was saying, like Yes, they were sort of, you know, an influence to Rush. So I was sort of following these musical sort of trails of different things. But Jaco Pastorius was my biggest influence as a musician, and for the instrument itself, because he was a bass player. And he had incredible compositional skills. He was a drummer himself and almost multi-instrumentalist. So he had an incredible impact on my life.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And now your music, which we are about to play in just a moment, but you have such a great sound. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the music that you have out right now?
Sure. The album is called Letters from High Latitudes, and it's a perspective album. That's where the title is sort of suggesting, and that there's a lot of people, you know, not thinking outside the box, which is essential, I think, in this day and age, because there's a lot of groupthink kind of going on, which can be dangerous, and we don't question enough as to what's going on. So, like, for instance, one of the tracks on there that's called I Told You So, is sort of metaphorical, that deals with, like, you know, where do the things that we come from, that we buy, come from? And what are the consequences of those things in the stores, despite that we go sort of aimlessly buying them as a necessity? And also the impact of those things on our environment and the things that are going on around us, or even on a socio-political level, the sort of problems that we have with, you know, deciding who we're going to vote for and the ultimate issue of, you know, political destiny and things like that. And then to summate it in a title of the song, like by saying I told you so, is not by saying, you know, rub it in your face, but to ask yourself or to say to yourself, you don't want to be saying these things because it's important to question stuff. So a lot of the music on the record is sort of asking those kinds of questions, or even posing things, like to say, there's a tune on there that's called I Found God. And that may make people feel uncomfortable in some realities, but the tag phrase to that is, you're standing on it. And I'm trying to get people once again to think about the environment and the impact that they're making on, and the impact it has on them, consequently.
Right, right. Well, and you know, in the song that you mentioned, I Told You So, we have that song right now. So that was such a great segue. I would love to play that right now. You know, you could say what it's about, hearing it is what is really going to bring it home. So I really want everybody to check out this great, great song by you. So let's play that right now, okay?
Yeah, girl, let's do it. I'm in.
I'm ready. I'm so ready. Here we go. I Told You So by Ed Roman. Be right back. Here we go.
Your shopping carts and all the hearts of everyone you see.
the bygone? Illuminate moron, have you seen it on TV? I hate to say it, but I told you so.
Such a great album. Where can we go to purchase this music? All of your new fans out there that want to check it out, where can we go?
Well, hey, Edheads, that's what I guess the fans call themselves. You can come by to edroman.net. It's available at the website, along with a whole bunch of other stuff from the past of mine, including the last record that I did, Oracles and Ice Cream. But, I mean, if you're so inclined to go to the, you know, majors, you can get it right from Amazon to iTunes. And if you want to go back to listen to some other stuff, you can go to Reverb Nation as well to listen to a bunch of stuff that I've done in the past as well.
Oh, awesome. I like that. We could reminisce on all of your older stuff, but also check out your newer stuff. I think that is so cool. All right, Edheads, let's promote it. I like that. Oh, I love the name.
I'm just happy to bring out the new record. I mean, I'm always writing, but, you know, sometimes, like, tunes stick together, like kind of like Cheerios at the end of the bowl, you know, like, and it, you just sort of go, well, they kind of belong together in a spoon, and that's what the record is. Like, these 13 new songs are all things that really sort of belong now, and also I think that are things that are happening in people's minds. They're questions that they're asking themselves, or even like stress related issue stuff that, you know, like, I'm blown away by the statistics of the amount of people that are on like antidepressants. And even, you know, at my own GP, you know, talking about depression and stuff, you know, the very first thing that people want to do is put you on antidepressants. And I writing for me is a way to sort of cathartically release ideas, whether they be musical or, like, you know, language, and somehow to articulate it in some way, because I think everybody is thinking these things. Like, you know, you're an artist yourself and a writer, and sometimes that ether moment of language, where it's coming from, you even sometimes maybe question yourself. But it's all there, sort of you to grab hold of at that moment. I've been teaching for almost 25 years, and I'm always telling my students to like, you know, when these things come, take responsibility for that moment. And no matter where it is, it could be in a bathroom or a car or an airport, or it doesn't matter. But try to you know, write it down or articulate it in some way so that you can start to those building blocks of eventually creating that piece. So these 13 new numbers and the new album for me are a really big part of, I think, of what's going on right now with a lot of people. So I'm really excited to bring it to people, you know, especially with the subject matter, as I was saying.
Wow, that is fabulous. Hey, Ed, it is Tina. Josie's mic just went down, so I'm going to switch and I'm going to give her mine.
Okay, Tina, no
so
problem.
She can finish talking to you, but, you know, it's always a pleasure to speak to you.
You're like a technical wizard. You're, like, on it. You're jumping. You're interviewing. You're like an octopus.
That's what I do. I tell you, I was jumping over desks and stuff. I got here.
And nobody will be the wiser, right?
That's right. That's right.
Actually, okay. She's drinking, or the microphone would have kept working.
That's funny. All right, here you go. Here's Josie.
All right, I am back. Wow, that was – see, this is some Friday the 13th stuff because my mic was going crazy. I'm sorry about that.
And Mercury in retrograde.
I have no idea. That was just so – that was so crazy. I'm so glad I'm back. But yes, and, you know, I really wanted to also bring up some advice because – You you have so much that you have taught. Like you said, you know, you've been teaching, and you also have such great, great music out there for everybody. Can you tell us some of the best advice that you have received that you can give and bless to all of the children out there that really want to kind of be where you're at?
You know what, guys? I would say don't ever say no. Believe in yourself and be yourself. You know, the hardest thing, like, especially for young kids or even young players, you know, we're all defined by our influences and at the same time our limitations. But I think one of the most wonderful things about people is that we all have something really valid and important to say. The important thing is finding that voice. You know, a long time ago, I remember a couple people saying it's something very similar along these lines, and I'm sort of paraphrasing, but... It's kind of like, you know, Van Gogh already knows how to be Van Gogh. Jimi Hendrix knows how to be Jimi Hendrix. Those people have already existed, so what do you have to say? That may be the most difficult thing, but at the same time, it's the most gratifying. When you find your voice or that envelope that you feel comfortable in with a style of music or approaching music in a certain way, there's something very magical that happens, which is more of you becomes the music, and more of the music becomes you. So I think the best thing that any young person can do is be themselves, and at the same time, keep an open head about learning about music, because, you know, every person can be your mentor, good and bad, in those experiences. So I think the what's helped me the most is that whole headspace, because it's allowed me, other than being a writer and to be able to give people this music, I can share those abilities with other people by teaching them. And keeping an open head has also allowed me to sort of have, how you might say, an artistic lifestyle. It allows you to sort of fruitfully, you know, progress through life with many different things. Because I think many musicians on many levels are kind of like what you would say a polymath. They're into many things. And that's what kind of where I think music comes from, is that life experience of living and then expressing it. So, the most important thing I would say, or anything anybody ever said to me, is be yourself.
Absolutely. I think that is the best advice that you can give. And that can actually work as advice for whatever you want to do. If you want to be, you know, a singer or a songwriter or a lawyer, a doctor, it really doesn't matter. That advice can pretty much go any way. That's the universal right there.
Well, yeah. Actually, it's like my grandparents even, I like, you know, saying to me things like, you know, like if I'll go to my grandfather, here we go, Eddie, you know, if you want to be a shoe salesman and you like to be a shoe and you love, then be a good shoe salesman. If you want to paint houses, then paint houses. In other words, yeah. Do whatever it is, but have that passion for it. And my grandparents and even my parents were of that way. Whenever we, like, because we grew up on a farm, we worked cattle, we worked 1,500 acres, we had many cattle. And aside from that, you know, my dad had a very extensive political career. So we were always very busy and doing stuff, but it was never really like drudgery. It was more a part of our life and our lifestyle, and it was always something magical. Like, I can even remember times with my grandfather kneeling down. He's kneeling with me, looking at the dirt, coddling dirt, and, like, trying to describe it to me almost like it was a newborn child. And having that magic behind something in a young person's eyes is extremely impressionable. And it no longer becomes something that's like, well, it's just dirt. It's like life.
Absolutely, absolutely. I love that. And, you know, I think, you know, a lot of people have to, like, really, you know, stop and, you know, stop the world and really see, you know, what's around them. You know what I mean? Actually check out everything that the world has to offer, because there's so many beautiful things that a lot of people are missing because they're going fast.
Well, yeah, the world is moving so incredibly quick. But, you know, I think it's the journey that's the most important part. Like Paulo Coelho, the author, he wrote a book a number of years ago called The Alchemist. And the story of the book is about this young boy who's told that, you know, his treasure is at the pyramids, and he lives in Spain. And he's got to make this incredible journey on foot and boat and camel and everything you can think of to get to his destination. But many years go by in the process. But he realizes when he gets there, there's nothing in the desert except some pyramids buried in the sand. But it's the journey and the people and the experiences that he had that made his life rich. So I think it's symmetrical. It's the same kind of a thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. I love that. I'm going to have to check out that book.
Oh, girl, check it out. You'll love it. I guarantee you'll buy it. I bought it, I think, like 10 times and given it to people just because I'm like, you have to read this. You have to read this.
Oh, yes. I'm always looking for a good read. So
It's quick, too. It's like you pick it up, a day later you put it down, like, oh, my God, I read it so fast, I want to read it again. And then I want to give it to somebody.
Right. Oh, I love that. Well, I think I'm definitely going to have to buy that and check it out. And I hope everybody else does the same, because it sounds like a really good one.
I like that. Yeah.
Very, very cool. And, you know, we have another song of yours here that we have all queued up called World Keeps on Turning. So can you tell us a little bit about this song first before we play it?
Sure, I will. And it kind of comes to an idea where I guess I was sort of alluding to before about people in a depressionary cycles of things, because as you said, life moves so fast, there's so much to absorb and there's so much to take in and a lot of trauma going on in many places. So I heard this wonderful story about the Kalahari Bushmen. I didn't have the pleasure of meeting them, but in Africa, they say that you're supposed to keep bad memories below your knees. And the reason for that is you can always kind of step over them. They may always be there. Like, the reality of it is that there's always going to be something. But if you let it come up to your stomach, it doesn't make you feel well. And if it invades your chest, you can't breathe. And in your heart, you can't, like, love and feel. And if it takes over your mouth, you let it rise that high, you can't speak properly. And if it takes over your mind, you don't think properly.
Right.
So despite that, those problems are always going to be there. You got to keep that below your knees. And I guess the metaphor of the world keeps on turning, I mean, you know, the Egyptian metaphor of there's nothing new under the sun. You know, we all talk about the trials and tribulations that we live through in human civilization, but, you know, not often do we reflect, because it's more of a schooling process on a historical level. You know, like, people and civilizations have gone through a lot of trauma before, and the world is always going to keep turning, no matter what. You know, it's like I'm at the end of the tune going, round and round she goes, where she stops, nobody knows, you know.
Yes.
So that's kind of where it comes from.
I love the concept, and I'm so glad, though, that, you know, that you turned that message into a great song that I'm so excited that I get to share with everybody. So I'm very excited to play it.
Thank you so much, Josie.
My pleasure. Thank you so much. And I would love to play this right now, so let's do it. World Keeps on Turning by Ed Roman, and we will be right back. Stay here.
So
on turning round. But I'm always falling down. But I've got my heart to the ground. The world keeps on turning round. The world keeps on turning round. But I'm always falling down. But I've got my
turning. Yes, it does. By Ed Roman. And we are back. But we are running out of time. So really quickly, I just want to, before we go down and they shut us off here, can you please just give one last time your websites and social networking site links and all that fun stuff?
Sure. I'm at edroman.net. Come on by. You can also get me at edroman at Facebook. And I'm also at Special Ed Roman on Twitter.
Perfect, perfect. So everyone, please make sure you check that out. I love that. And definitely follow, add, subscribe, all the all of the buttons that you have to click to befriend Ed Roman. And I am so, so thankful you came on the show and chatted with me tonight. And you can come back anytime. Anytime you have anything new to promote, that would be awesome.
Oh, Josie, it was an incredible, incredible pleasure of mine. And thanks to Tina Knievel, too, there on the Quick Mic Takeover.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so, so much. And we will definitely talk with you again soon. And I'm friends with you on Facebook, so.
Yeah. You're going to have to send me some links for some stuff that you're doing. I want to hear what you're up to.
Oh, thank you. Same to you.
All right, girl. And you have a great night, okay?
You too. Thank you so, so much. Ed Roman, everybody.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Loved it. Have a good night. Awesome. So, yes, we are in, like, record mode because the live show just completely, we, like, went past our time limit. So, but I want to thank you all so, so much for tuning into the show, and we just love you all so, so much, and we will see you guys next Friday. Good night, everybody. Mwah! Happy Friday the 13th.